To celebrate and remember Youth Day, our youth reporter spoke to people of all generations about the past, present, and the future of South Africa.
Okay, my name is Alviso and I live in Paarl and I'm 25 years old. In my spare time, I train kids dance. There is hope, but I think they think there's no hope because the moment we are in the side of Paarl, we are the kids are mostly in drug abuse, alcohol abuse, they're abusing and gangsterism. So yeah, it's tough getting out of this society. Because there are basically two societies here. Because most of the guys don't think they have opportunities to go further, study further, and such stuff. Because this place doesn't get the attention.
It's possible, September. I'm in grade 11 at Paulus Zubert Secondary, and I'm a student. My school is based on our colored community.
Wow, what June 16 means to you?
It means everything to me, just to think about Peter, what's his name? Hector Peterson, what he went through for us as young people, and there's so much to think about, but I find hope in this life because I don't want to struggle like these people struggle. This is a tough life outside, and a lot of people, young people get killed just for wandering. They get stabbed here in this place.
Which one is better, in your opinion?
I think nowadays, because now you get a lot of opportunities through schools and you can go places and you can do any job like what you want to. Back then it was apartheid and you couldn't do anything that you want to do.
Can you just state your name for the record?
Daphne van Rooyen. I'm making food for the people from community every day. As I think of myself, I have big dreams when I was young. And I've got still big dreams, even though I'm 72 years old. But as I can give the youngsters today, it's a cruel time. In the time they grow up, it's very cruel. And they must challenge a lot of things. And sometimes it's difficult for them to get a goal. But as I said, don't stop dreaming.
My name is Daisy Kutsi. I'm 69 years old. I'm a pensioner. We are afraid for the youth. We are afraid because why? When you look at them, they look at you if they can throw you to the ground. You must be afraid use drugs. That's why there's no respect. And we pray for God every day that the Lord must take the youth's hands and lead them. Because by many mummies, they cry for their children. The way the children fall down, they cry, they don't know what to do. And it's even not your child, but you feel for that mummy, for her child.
I'm Emil Stevens, I'm 19 years old, I'm currently a student, and I'm studying at Prestige Academy. This is my first year. I'm studying IT. It's a nice place to study, but it's expensive. I'm currently searching for a job, just for weekends, just to help my parents. The parents, they're struggling because the education is very expensive these days. June 16 is just to celebrate the youth and the past youth who sacrificed their lives for the new generation to become more, to get more opportunities. My take on that is the youth of today, they take all their opportunities, they take it for granted. Like they don't do what is expected from them. And that youth, they fought for us to take the opportunities that we get.
This segment was produced by Twai, Ray Masha, Marshall, Tricia, and myself, Rosie. Thank you to the residents of Amstelhoff and Paarl.